Well, this coming Monday, January 13th, the Iowa State Legislature returns to Des Moines to start on the second half of its general session. And today I'm being joined by House Representative Dr. Tom Gennery, who, for the most part, serves Plymouth County and the northern part of Woodbury County. And Dr. Gennery, thanks for stopping by. Let's talk about what issues probably are most likely to come up for the legislature. And I guess probably the first thing might be supplemental aid for schools.
Yeah, supplemental aid for schools is very important, and we'll probably have to sit down and look at the funds available and see what we can do. Last year we had a compromise. The House had a little higher figure than the Senate, and then the governor came in kind of in between, so it worked out. But we always want to try to give the schools as much as we possibly can and actually deliver on that instead of promising them the sun, the moon, and the stars, so to speak, and then have to cut that back, because it's not fair to the schools. And if we say that we can give a certain percentage, that means that we have the money to give them. So education is very important. Another thing is that there will be transportation supplements for the school districts that have very large districts that they have to drive bus routes on. Unfortunately, Lamar's doesn't get any of that, but you know, there are a lot of other schools that do. And then there's a per pupil cost, and we talked in caucus of raising that a fair amount. So hopefully that gets worked out.
Okay. That, as we said, probably one of the first items, but what other issues, as you see, may pop up in the Iowa legislature this year?
Well, one of them is Empower Rural Iowa, which actually affects a large part of the state. And there's three components to Empower Iowa. That one is affordable housing, the second is affordable child care, and the third is broadband access. And we're trying to get these things started so that there are more people moving back to the rural areas, the smaller towns. Child care is going to be very important, and I think there's some different ways that we can help with that issue. I do not want to see the state start another agency that we have to fund in perpetuity. I think there's some other ways that we can do some credits for child care. There's also a step down plan that's has bipartisan support, where right now, if there's a threshold, and if you're above the threshold, you lose all of your child care credit. Well, there'll be a step down where you can make a little more, but then you have to pay a little more, and then it's a kind of a sliding scale. The more you make, the more you have to pay. But a lot of people will not take a raise because, well, now I'm going to lose my child care credit. So that's something that is, I feel confident we'll pass that. Something else, mental health is, we really have to address this problem because it's just growing exponentially. So we have to make sure that there is funding available for treatment, for outpatient treatment, and training personnel for that. And we're taking steps toward that, and the governor is one of her priorities. But we're kind of in the infancy of that, of trying to solve that problem. So you know, we have some work ahead of us.
Okay. I was wondering, you know, we had a lot of flooding issues last year, and it started in March, and for those folks in southwest Iowa, it continues. Is there a likelihood that we're going to see the legislature maybe try to, and a lot of this might have to come from the federal side, but is the state legislature likely to allocate some funding to rebuild levees and dams and road structures, infrastructure, everything that was damaged by the floods from last year?
I think we need to look at that very closely, because I've been talking to some of the representatives and senators from those areas, And there are people that are still not back in their homes, and their homes are pretty much ruined. They've been living in motels and hotels, and we just can't allow that to happen. Unfortunately, they're dealing with the federal government, and we know that they don't move very fast. And a lot of the levees and dams and things are under federal control, so we don't have a whole lot of control over that. But we're definitely going to try to help those people as much as the state can allow.
Okay. And you mentioned, of course, Governor Reynolds is going to be addressing the state legislature on Tuesday, the 14th of January, giving the condition of the state address. What are some of her, or I guess we're looking at some of her priorities? I know one of the things that she would like to do is kind of a second chance for anybody that's been convicted of a felony or something that have their voting rights restored. That failed last year in the legislature. What's the idea, or what is the mood of the legislature, you think, for that going into this year?
The House passed that, and the Senate did not. There are some issues that need to be worked out, because there's many of us that feel that if you have been convicted of a violent crime, a murder, a rape, child molestation, something of that nature, you should never get your voting rights back. And there's also the fact that if you're a multi-repeat offender, you're probably not going to be rehabilitated. Having said that, I think that there's, if those things are specifically spelled out, I think there's an excellent chance that that will get passed. One of the other sticking points is that the felons need to pay their fine, make restitution on that, and I think there can be a compromise on that where they they're making progress toward paying that back. That would be an issue, I think, that we could compromise on. And I mean, I can understand if an 18-year-old kid does something dumb and he's had a clean record and made full restitution, fine. I don't have a problem with that. But these violent crimes, I just don't feel that we should ever give those rights back to those people. And I think that needs to be spelled out very specifically.
Okay. Let's remind our listeners, what committees do you serve on in the Iowa State House?
Okay, I'm the Vice Chair of Natural Resources. I'm on the Veterans Committee. I'm also on Public Safety, and I've been put on a new one, Local Government. And the last one is I'm on the Health and Human Services Budget Subcommittee.
Okay, all right. And I would imagine that, you know, as the legislature progresses, you and Senator Carlin will probably hold town hall meetings around the area again. But right now, going into the legislature, are there any bills that you would have been thinking about that you would like to introduce?
There have been a couple that I would like to see. One of them is, this is more dental related, but everybody sees on TV the Smile Direct Club, and people are taken in by it because they say it's so much cheaper, but they are not practicing to the standard of care that is set by the state legislature and the Iowa Dental Board. So I'm going to introduce legislation that they have to come up to the standard of care, and we'll see how that progresses. The other is I would like to see all babies checked for tongue tie and lip tie, which is some people probably understand the concept of tongue-tied, where you can't stick your tongue out, but it's been proven that these babies don't breathe as well, they don't nurse as well, and it's a very simple procedure with a laser when a child is a newborn to fix that. It's like maybe a 5-minute procedure, and that would, I'd like to see that as part of newborn assessment.
Okay, all right. Well, we've been visiting with State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery, and as we mentioned, the state legislature goes back to work Monday, January 13th.